Ake siphinde futhi sithandaze.
Shall we pray once again?
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu wethu ngaleli thuba lokuhlangana.
Oh God, we thank you for this opportunity to meet.
Sibonga umusa, sibonga inhlanhla Nkosi yokuhlanganiswa nguwe ngalendlela.
Lord, we see it as a privilege, as only grace from you that we are able to meet together like this.
Nkulunkulu wethu siyacela ibaphakathi kwethu sisize siyakudinga.
Oh God, be in our midst. We need you desperately.
Sibusise Nkosi mangenzeka ungabe khona wedwa ungabuyele emuva engezwanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthini.
Bless us and may not one person return home not having heard what God has said to him or to her.
Sicela Nkosi sibusisele nezwi lakhe lengcwele enhlizweni zethu.
We ask you, Lord, as well to bless your holy word to our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Isihloko seinkonzo, khethani namuhla ubani nakumkhonza.
The theme of this conference is choose today whom you will serve.
Lapha eNingizimu neAfrika duzani nje sisanda kubuya okhethweni.
Here in South Africa, we just recently had a national election.
Sikhetha uhulumeni lokhona njengamanje owameswa yithina ngokukhetha kwethu ukuthi ubani esifuna ukuthi asihole. Nguphi lo uhulumeni omele asihole? Kwethiweke kunje ngoba kwakhetha abantu.
Where we elected the current government, and the government as it is here in South Africa is in accordance with the choice of the South African citizens.
Njengoba sithola lencwadi lendaba njengoba sibona lapha yana encwadini kaJoshua 24 kuverse 15.
And just as we also have this, which is the theme of the conference about choosing, in Joshua chapter 24.
Ake siqale ukufunda siqale lapha nevesini leshumi nane 14.
We start reading from verse 14.
Manje yesabani uJehova nimkhonze ngobuqotho nangeqiniso nisuse oNkulunkulu ababakhonzayo oyihlo phesheya komfula naseGibhithe nimkhonze uJehova.
Joshua 24 verse 14. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord.
Uma kukube emehlweni enu kumkhonza uJehova khethani namuhla ukuthi ngubani eniyakumkhonza noma uNkulunkulu noma oNkulunkulu ababakhonza uyihlo ngaphesheya komfula noma oNkulunkulu bamaAmori enihlalezweni lawo kepha mina nendlu yami siyakumkhonza uJehova.
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
Abantu baphendula bathi makube kude nathi kumshiya uJehova ukuba sikhonze abanye onkulunkulu.
Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
Ngokuba uJehova ungunkulunkulu wethu nguye owasikhuphula thina nawo baba ezweni laseGibhithe indlu yobugqila nowa wazenza lezo zibonakalise emehlweni ethu. Wasilondoloza indleleni yonke esahamba ngayo naphakathi kwa bonke abantu esadlula phakathi kwabo.
It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled.
Ngelinye ilanga ubaba umfundisi wabumfundisi Stegen wala ekhaya ongu director wala mission wathi.
One day Reverend Stegen, the director of the mission, said,
ungahamba uzozabantu ngobuningi babo.
You may go and win people in their numbers.
Ungabaqoqa endaweni zonke ubatshele ngoJesu. Ubatshele ngobuhle obutholakalayo enkosini uJesu.
You can gather people from far, east and west, and bring them together and tell them about the wonder and the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wathi kodwa okumqoka kakhulu okumele ukuba singalibali khona ilokhu kokuthi umuntu abasopa gcine ubudlelwane bakhe buyinto emiyo phakathi kwakhe noNkulunkulu.
But he said there's one thing of which we dare not lose sight, and that is our relationship and our fellowship with the Lord God.
Gcina ubudlelwane bakho noMesiya wakho nombumbi wakho nomdali wakho.
You've got to watch over, you've got to nurture, you've got to guard your personal relationship with your Lord and Savior.
Ngoba kulula kangakanani ukuthi umuntu alahlekelwe ilento emqoka kangaka yokugcina ukholo kwakhe enhlizweni yakhe.
It is so easy for a person to lose that which is absolutely vital, and that is his faith in God and his relationship with the Lord.
Angimangalisi encwadini kaMathewu uma lithi iBhayibheli abanye bayothi inkosi, thina silishumayelile ivangeli, inkosi sikhiphile amadimoni abekhwela abantu, senza nemimangaliso ngegama lakho. Kodwa uJesu akanandaba nalokho, anendaba nakho uthi yenzani isiqiniseko ukuthi amagama enu alotshiwe encwadini yokuphila.
And it's no surprise where the Lord Jesus says in Matthew, he said, many will come to him and say, Lord, Lord, have we not committed many miracles in your name? Have we not driven out demons in your name? And he says, all of that is of no avail. Make sure that your name is written in the book of life.
Izwi lenkosi lithi abanye boqhamuka eMpumalanga naseNtshonalanga bevele endaweni zonke.
The Bible says people will come from the east and the west.
Kodwa abantwana abakuyibona bebekhethiweyo balahlelwe ngaphandle.
But the children of the kingdom, they will be cast out.
Labo bekuyifa labo umbuso kaNkulunkulu athi uJesu tetani anginazi landivela khona azange nganazi.
Those who are supposed to be the heirs of heaven, those who are the children of the kingdom, those will be the ones to whom Jesus will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you.
Amazwi anzima lawo, amazwi abuhlungu lawo, sewenze wonke umsebenzi. Mhlawumbe nawe uhlele uyabala osukwenzile ukwenzela uNkulunkulu ekugcineni athi uNkulunkulu deda, angikwazi nala uvela khona, awunasabelo nami. Ngomuso obekumele ukuthi ube ngowakho.
Those are difficult words. Those are painful words. They cut right to the bone. Where Jesus says to those that come to him and that say, I've done this, I've done that. And maybe as you sit here, you also say, well, all these things I've done for the Lord. And he says, depart from you, from me. Go away from me. I never knew you.
Sabuhlela phanje uyabala. Sabubala neminyaka. Sekukangaki ngimsebenzele uNkulunkulu. Ngimenzele u1 no 2. Mhlamba ufika ngaze emashumi nemakhulwini amangaki. Athu Jesu sewenze konke lokho okubalile. ngekwembi nengathembekile angkwazi.
Maybe you say, I've done this for the Lord, I've done that for the Lord, and you can count the things over years. And maybe you get into the thousands and tens of thousands of things you've done for the Lord. And the Lord will say to you, because you did not keep that relationship, He says, go away from me, you wicked servant. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We need to walk this way in fear and trembling before God.
Ngakho hamba uye lapho kade usebenzela khona. Mhlobo wami, usebenzela phi wena na kulesi sikhathi?
We need to serve God in fear and in trembling. Because a small thing, maybe where you fail to humble yourself, where you fail to submit yourself, and because of that, God says, you wicked servant, depart from me. I never knew you. Tell me, where are you working for and what are you working for?
Ungaziqhenyi ngalokho okwazile ukwenza izolo.
Do not
ungaziqhenyi ngalokho okwenze eminyakeni emibili owodwa owedlule. Khulumela indaba yamanje, wethembekile ukubuka kanjani uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi samanje.
Do not be proud of what you've done for God in the past. Do not uplift yourself of what you've done yesterday, or the previous year, or before then. What is the matter like between you and God right now? What is the current situation? How does God see you at this very moment?
Akubonakale phela ngempilo yakhe, akubonakala umuntu osaba uNkulunkulu, akubonakala umuntu onempawu zokwesaba uNkulunkulu.
If you say, I've known God all these years, I've walked with Him, I've served Him, well, let that become evident in the present time that we can see how God is working through you, how God is using you.
Kunzima, kunzima, ukuwela ezandleni kaNkulunkulu ophilayo. UNkulunkulu osiphethe ngesineke, uNkulunkulu osiphethe ngomusa wakhe, uma sesidedela siphahlazeka, sizophahlazeka kanzima kakhulu.
It is a fearful, it's a frightening thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He who has been carrying us through His grace, He who has been nurturing us, if He should let go of us, how terrible our fall will be.
Abantu abasha abakhona la, abantu abadala abakhona la, abantu abasha nabadala abalalele, ngabula kuleli izwe noma usezweni laphesheya, ngithi mhlobo wami, yesaba uNkulunkulu yena yedwa. Musu hamba indlela yakho, ungaphunyuka ezandleni kaNkulunkulu, uzophahlazeka kanzima.
Young people, older people, everyone here hearing these words, where are you right now spiritually? We need to fear God. We need to tremble before Him, lest He should let go of us and we separate from Him, and how terrible our end then will be.
Esikufiqayo kule ndaba, sithola uJoshua ehluphekile, ehluphekela isizwe sakubo.
Here we find Joshua troubled, deeply troubled about his people.
UJoshua uhlanganisa isizwe, uhlanganisa ibandla, uhlanganisa ubholi, uhlanganisa ama departments ahlukeneyo, ngokwemkhakha yahlukeneyo, uhlanganisa abantu, uzokhuluma indaba kubo.
And here Joshua gathers together the leaders of the nation. He gathers together all the different departments of his people. He gathers together the whole nation to put this question before them.
Kulula mntwana kaNkulunkulu
kululu khohlwa kululu kulibala kulula ukulibala izinto ongamele silibale.
Oh, young people, it is so easy to forget. To forget that which we ought not to forget.
Kululu kulahlekelwa igolide. Kululu kulahlekelwa umsoco wevangeli. Angazi ukuthi ngani ngokuthatheka kwenhliziyo, ngokuthatheka kwamehlo, ngokuthatheka kwani ukuthi umuntu ashiye indlela okuyiyona yona.
It is so easy to lose this treasure of the gospel, this precious gold that has been entrusted to us. And I don't know how it happens, whether it is a person's eyes that get stolen, whether your heart gets stolen, your feelings get stolen, but then you let go of this treasure and you lose it.
Ube bahlanganisele ukubakhumbuza, ukubakhumbuza izinto abazaziyo. Nabayibonile ngamehlo abo nezenzeke koyisemkhulu nabangaphambi kwabo ebakhumbuza ngalo Jehova ababonile izimangaliso phambi kwabo.
And Joshua gathers the people together to remind them of God, to remind them of what God had done for them in the past, some of the miracles and powerful things they've seen before their very eyes. Some of the things that happened with their ancestors, which they didn't witness, he reminds them of all of that.
Ube sesegcineni kwempilo yakhe uJoshua, ngakho amazwi endoda endala ehamba noNkulunkulu, kumele ukuba siwalalelisise futhi siwagcine.
Here are the words of this man who had been walking with God, this man who has been a valiant soldier. And at the end of his life, as an old, aged person, he says these words of which we need to take note, and we dare not lose sight of these words.
Ube bakhumbuza ngalo uNkulunkulu, bangasuki kuyena, bangayeki ukumkhonza, bangakhohlwa, bangathatheki, kodwa bahlalela bebambelele kulo uNkulunkulu.
He said they needed to keep their eyes on God. They needed to serve Him with all faithfulness. They needed to make sure that their hearts are not drawn away from God.
Bakhumbuza ngakho konke okuhle uNkulunkulu abasiza kukho. Ubuhle bakhe, ukubabekezelela kwakhe, ukubathanda kwakhe, ukubanakekela kwakhe.
He reminds them of what God had done for them, how He had taken care of them, how He provided for them, how He had been patient with them. All of that they needed to keep in their minds and in their memory.
Ube bakhumbuza nenkolo nevangeli labo, inkolo yabo ukuba besabe lo uNkulunkulu. Bangathatheki bakhonza abanye onkulunkulu kodwa bakhonze lo uNkulunkulu abamazi kahle hle ukuthi uyaphila ubakhiphe kanjani ingxakini akade bebhekana nazo.
Reminding them of their faith, reminding them of the gospel, reminding them of all that which God had done for them, and saying, beware lest your hearts are drawn away to serve other gods, but serve God whom you know is alive and who's been faithful to you all these years.
Futhi befuna ukubatshela ukuthi esekhona noma esefile abaqhubeke babambelele babukhonze lo uNkulunkulu bangakhohlwa bangalibali.
And he said, do not forget. Make this decision to serve God, whether I'm alive, whether I'm dead, I'm there or I'm not there, that you continue serving Him.
Inkolo kumele ukuthi bayilandele ilo uNkulunkulu ophilayo, lo uNkulunkulu onomona, lo uNkulunkulu onomhawu othi ningabakhonza abanye uNkulunkulu ngaphandle kwakhe.
They needed to obey and serve the living God, God who is a jealous God, and make sure that they didn't serve any other gods. Maybe as you are seated here, maybe you too have forgotten. As you are seated here, maybe there is a lot of this treasure that has slipped between your fingers, that which you used to have, and you no longer have it.
The
problem of the Israelites was this. They were copycats. They looked at the nations. They looked at the way they served and worshiped. And then they were drawn in that direction to copy them, to do as they did, leaving that which God had taught them.
We are kumbula. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungifundiseni, uNkulunkulu sifundiseni thina. Sisakukhumbula lokho ngomsango uNkulunkulu.
Do we, by the grace of God, still remember what God has taught us, what He has taught you, and what He has taught me?
Siyayikhumbula indlela uNkulunkulu asifundise ngayo, indlela yokukhonza, indlela yokumdumisa, indlela yokumphilela. Usakhumbula lokho noma usukhohliwe, noma mhlawumbe usubukela abanye, usuthathekile bantu abasha. Bandabasha.
Do you still remember how God has taught you to serve Him, to obey Him, to worship Him? Or are you now influenced by others, by the ways of other people, and now you are doing it that way?
Abandabasha abaningi. Ngenxa yokulibala ukuthi uNkulunkulu benzeleni, baphuma endleleni. Bangene zonweni. Ngale ndlela bangene ngayo zonweni. Badonsa abazali babo, babadonsela kulento abayiyona.
Many young people forget what God has done for them and what God has taught them. And then they fall into sin, grievous sin, to such an extent that they drag their parents behind them into their sin.
uNkulunkulu ufike endaweni lapho ebakhethisa khona ngoJoshua ethi khuluma kulabo abantu bakhumbuze izinto abadlule kuzona.
And God used Joshua here to put these people before a choice, reminding them though of what He, God, had done for them.
Ubakhumbuza nangesikhathi bese eGibhithe.
Reminding them of the time in Egypt. How God had delivered them from Egypt. How God used Moses to lead them out of Egypt.
And yafike yabhajwa yami impi kaFaro ebanika ithuba lokuba mabawele umfula endleleni abangazange bayidale edalwe uNkulunkulu.
And then very soon after that they got to the Red Sea, an insurmountable obstacle in front of them, and then God drew a curtain between them and the armies of Egypt. On the Egyptian side it was dark, on the Israelite side it was light. And God gave them that opportunity to go through the Red Sea and keeping the enemy at bay.
Noma sebengapheshe isiwele impi kaFaro ukuthi impi kaFaro yamuka kanjani nolwandle. Siyayazi leyo ndaba. Imsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ebonwa ngamehlo ayenza phakathi kwabantwana babantu.
And then we know how after they had crossed over safely on the other side, the Egyptian army then followed them, and how they were destroyed there in the sea. We all know that.
sebewelile ulwandle lolo bafika ezweni lama Amori bafika bahlala phakathi kwalo badla ithelo zabo abangazange bayisebenzele abangazange bayijulukele uba khumbuza ngalezo zinto uNkulunkulu abenzele zona.
And also as they came into the promised land and where they ate the fruit of the Amorites, God reminded them of all of that. The land where they didn't even work for those fruit. They didn't even plant it, but they could enjoy that fruit and that harvest.
Bavele bahlala nje badla, bavuna badla. Wabangazange bakusebenzele. UNkulunkulu ekunikele kubona, ekunikele ezandleni zabo ukuba kwenzeke ngalo ndlela.
And they could enjoy of the fruit of that land, fruit which they had never worked for, but God gave it to them to enjoy.
Manje nangu Joshua obahlanganisile ubiza umhlangano uthi hey khumbulani lezi zinto uNkulunkulu azenze emehlweni nazenza kobaba mkhulu benu naba ngaphambili kokhokho benu nazi manga uNkulunkulu azenza.
And so Joshua calls this meeting and he reminds them of all that which God had done for them, miracles that he had performed before their very eyes, and that which he had done with their forefathers, mighty works of God.
Ubatshela indlela eyodwa, yinye indlela ezobaphephisa nezobasindisa, akhonzwe lo uNkulunkulu ngayo yonke inhliziyo, ngayo yonke indlela, abanamathele kulo uNkulunkulu.
And then he puts them before this choice. He says, one thing will help you, and that is that you serve this God wholeheartedly.
Bantu abasha baseningizimu ne-Afrika, okuzosiza izwe lakithi nale continent yakithi, asibuyeleni uNkulunkulu, asikhonze yena yedwa, ingani yabonakala imisebenzi yakhe.
Young people of South Africa, one thing will help our country, one thing will help our continent, and that is that we return to God with all our hearts, that we serve Him, because we see His works before us.
Akusebenzi ukukhonza abanye onkulunkulu, akusebenzi ukuhamba ngezinye indlela, akusebenzi ukungamlandeli, ungamlaleli uNkulunkulu. Ongamlaleli sesibonile imphumela yenzeka phambi kwethu. Bahambile abathandiweyo bethu, bafile abathandiweyo bethu, ngani na isikhathi esiningi ukungalaleli.
It doesn't help to serve other gods. It is of no use to be disobedient to God. We have seen the outcome of that. We've seen of our beloved who've departed from us, who are no longer with us. Because why? The root cause being disobedience.
Again, laleleni bantu abasha.
Listen, young people.
Ngalezi insuku akakapheli ngisho isonto bekunomhlangano omkhulu. Umhlangano omkhulu othinta izwe umhlaba wonke kukhulunywa indaba yengculaza.
Just now recently there was a big conference pertaining or having relating to the whole world speaking about AIDS.
Kade sizwa kuthi hayi kusanywa lokhu imizamo ekoleni kudishabwa amakhondomu. Ake sibanikeze amakhondomu ezikoleni, mawungena ama toilet, insadi uma ixoshe. Mawungena ama bath, uma ixoshe. Manje kuthiwa hayi abanikezwe ezikoleni. Sekwenzwe yonke lemizamo, ingculazi inciphile na.
They've had many different campaigns of where they said, now this is how we should tackle the problem. Distribute condoms freely. Have it in the toilets, have it in the bathrooms that people can just freely take as many as they want. And now they want to distribute it in the schools. Tell me, having done all of that, how far did they get? Have they been able to go against AIDS and solve the problem?
Isizwe sengculaza, isizukulwane sengculaza, bantu abami, khona abanye masulke sinabo, khona abanye maphakethe nabo, noma beyapi, bahamba bechakela lezi ngculaza la makhondomu lawa, bahamba bewaphethe.
It's a nation of AIDS. It's a generation of AIDS where young people, wherever they go, they've got their supply of condoms ready at hand, in their bag, in their pocket, What kind of a generation is that?
Amanye amakhosikazi ahluphekile. Ngikhuluma ngamakhosikazi aseNingizimu Afrika ahluphekela amadodawo noma indoda iyavakasha noma ithunywa ngokomsebenzi iyenza isiqiniseko ukuthi uma ngabe ipakisha impahla zendoda ayishiyi ingapakishanga ikhondomu.
There are some wives who are in a terrible condition, who are in a terrible predicament, because when their husbands go, maybe sent by the work to go on a trip, they've got to make sure that they put in condoms in the luggage of their husband when he goes off on his own to safeguard themselves.
Hluphekile makhosikazi. Hluphekile ukuthi le ndoda mayihamba angazi izolalaphi, angazi izolala kuliphi ihotela, angazi izolala naziphi ifebe, angazi izolala nobani, ngono mphathise ekhondo mhlambe yomsiza, ingisize nami. Ungabuza umbuzo ukuthi akangenwe yena.
And so they are troubled. They don't know where their husband will go, and which hotel he will sleep, where he will sleep, with whom he will sleep, what prostitutes. So just to safeguard themselves, they say, let me put in some condoms for him.
Oh, khona madoda, namhlanje kuthiwa usuku lwamadoda, usuku lobaba makuyaphi. Uma unkosikazi wakhe engakuthembi, angazi njobe hambile nje, uzolala nobani abangaki.
What kind of a father are you? It's today is Father's Day. What kind of a father are you? What is a Father's Day for? If you cannot be trusted by your own wife, when you go off somewhere, she doesn't know where and with whom and with how many you're going to sleep.
And
maybe right now you've even infected your own wife with AIDS.
Umbeke sithunyelela wona kuthi hayi asibathande asibamukele bawodade wethu bangabafo wethu.
Now the message we are saying, no, we've got to love them, we've got to accept everyone, they are our brothers, they are our sisters.
Kuyiqiniso kumele sibathande kumele sibanakekele kodwa indlela engcono bekuba sibanakekele bengakangenwa ile liver bengakangenwa lempethu. Ukuthi intombazane ihlala kahle. Intombazane iqoqe. Intombazane iphathe kahle. Ma uyofunda uhambanga wena ukuthi uyogana esikoleni. Ma uyofunda kushongwe wena mfana ukuthi usiyoganwa lapha esikoleni.
Yes, it's true. We've got to show love. We've got to accept everyone. But the best way to show love is to make sure that people are not infiltrated by that virus. Whichever way that virus may come, you don't go to school that you can learn there how to get married. That's not the reason why you sent to school.
Kuthiwa siphila esikhathini se-technology. Siphila esikhathini solwazi oluningi kakhulu. Sifitwa phezu kolwazi olukhona. Futhi lolu lwazi olubhedayo lokho esifunzwa ngalo nokufunzwa ngale ingane kuthiwa abathi hayi bazama ucima kanti bayilola mo ngale zinto ezinikezwe zona.
And so this is a so-called age of technology, the age of information, where there's so much information available. But where does that information lead us? Because young people with this technology in their hands, even though adults try and prevent them from getting into the wrong way and the wrong thing, this thing just sharpens their lust much more.
Kulo mhlangana kade bese uhlangene nje kulezi insuku bahluphekile ngoba akukhombisi nokuncane nje ukwehla kunalokho kuyakhuphuka izibalo zabantu abangenwe ingculaza.
At this conference which they had to admit, they had to be honest and say, you know what, with all our efforts, we haven't been able to bring down the rate of AIDS infection. Instead, it's climbing.
Ngisho namazwe, amazwe lawa amazwe abanye amazwe asehlulekile manje ukuthi sizokwenzani ngoba nemali esifakayo sithi akulekelele nansi continent yase-Africa ihamba phambili ekuselayo lapha ngokwengculazo ngokudlulisela phambili leligciwane. Hayi, kwangathi lezi imali ayisebenzi ngendlela abantu ababukhali ngayo yini babekhali kangaka abantu na.
And so the international community, they at their wits' end what to do, because they are donating money, they are giving so much in order to fight this scourge of age in the continent of Africa, where it's first and it's going ahead, the first in the world. But it's to no avail. Why is it that people's lusts are so sharp?
Nanga ma social network ethe kritisaka uyazi ukuthi intsha yakithi ulwazi lonke lukhona abazihlupa ngakho nabangalali bengazange bakubuke babheka lezi thombe zabantu abanqunu badla khona baphila ngakho bavuka ngakho balala ngakho ikhinqondo yabi nje.
Well, we don't have to go too far to get the answer to that. Because ask the young people, and everyone is on the social network, and that's where they get fed. That's where the stream is, where they've got this feed of all this dirt, all this filth. They've got all the knowledge they need to go and search for pornography, and they sleep it, they eat it, they drink it. That's what they live.
Itombe zabanqunu zibasanga nsila abantu abaningi zimbi ukudlula ama drug intabantlobo zama drug adliwa intsha namhlanje.
And that pornography drives them insane, and it's worse than the worst drug there is.
Akusiyona into uNkulunkulu asifundise yona ukuthi siyomkhonza uNkulunkulu ngalendlela. Ikhona indlela uNkulunkulu ayikhethile amele ukukhonzwa ngayo abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, omusha nomdala.
That's not the way that God has taught us to serve Him. There is a pure way that God has taught us, young and old.
Impilo yobumsulwa, impilo yenhlanzeko, impilo yokumphilela uNkulunkulu. Hayi uyingane ujaha ukuba mdala, ujaha zonke izinto zabantu abadala, ujaha izinto zabantu abashadile ungashadile. Yikho ungenzi kahle nakwi-physics yakho, nakwi-science yakho, nakwi-math yakho. Zonakele izinto kanje, qaphelisisa i-ansi sobala, ulibele lezinto olibele izona.
The life of purity, the life of cleanliness, that's the life that God has taught us as young people. Not that where you're in a hurry to get old, that you're in a hurry to learn the things and do the things. That is for married people. That's why you cannot learn. That's why you can't study. That's why you're getting the marks you're getting for maths and physical science.
UJoshua ubiza abantu, uyabakhumbuza. UNkulunkulu unenzeleni nina. Awubale nje mhlobo wami izinto uNkulunkulu akwenzelwe akwenzele zona, usakholwa kodwa. Usabambelele kukho. Usanamathele kukho. Usambona uJehova eyikho konke kuwe. Noma ubona manje ezinye izinto eziyigugu kakhulu kunalokho kwakuqala uNkulunkulu akufundisa khona.
Joshua reminds the people of all that which God had done for them. Tell me, do you remember what God has done for you? Do you remember what God has done in your life? Is that still precious to you? Or are there other things now that have become more precious, that have taken the place that's more important to you than God?
Thina bantu balapha kwasiza abantu. Uma besingakhumbula kungakanani uNkulunkulu asenzele khona. Kungakanani uNkulunkulu asenzele khona ngevangeli, ngemvuselelo. Asibuze umbuzo bakwethu. Sisekukhona.
Let us here at Sizabantu remind ourselves of all that which God has done for us through the gospel, through the revival. The question is, are we still in that?
UNkulunkulu asifundisile indlela okumele ukuba simkhonze ngayo, sihambe ngayo, sikhonze yena yedwa. Hayibo, ngenzeka yini ukuthi nawe sewulandela abanye onkulunkulu, usumkhonze uJehova ngendlela yabanye, hayi le ofundiswe yona uNkulunkulu.
God has taught us how to serve Him, how to worship Him, but maybe you started serving other gods. Your heart is now drawn away to other gods. You're serving God as you see other people serving him. And then you hear somebody saying, oh, you know, this matter of the confession of sin, it's so oppressive. I'm being pressed to confess my sin. And then it's maybe somebody from the mission, from KwaSizabantu Mission, saying that, what has happened to you? Have you got an evil eye? Or what is the problem? Because that confession of sin, it's life. It's life to us. Have you turned blind? Have you turned deaf? Have you now become so blunt and forgotten? Joshua reminds them, what do you choose today? Today, we have an election. We are voting. Some people vote for some things that they don't even understand. Some people elect and vote for things they don't even know where's the beginning, where's the end, which direction is it going.
Kodwa uJoshua ufike endaweni lapha ethi khona khethani namuhle.
But Joshua got to the point where he said, today you should choose.
Ubani uJehova, bani uNkulunkulu eniya kumkhonza, noma nizokhonza uNkulunkulu wakho zoyihlo ngaphesheya komfula kuma Amori, shonini imuphi uNkulunkulu eniya kumkhonza nina na.
Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether it be the gods your forefathers served, the gods of the Amorites, which god are you going to serve? Which way do you choose? Do you choose that way that we know so well, the well-founded way, or are you going to choose a new way? The way which separates you from sin, the way of holiness, or are we going to choose another, more convenient, easier way? The way of God will never go where you think it should go according to your will and your way of thinking. It's not the way of man, it's God's way.
And
if God's way cuts across your way, you need to die to self. You need to say, I choose God's way. It doesn't matter whether it goes against my way.
Listen
carefully. If you want to choose God's way, as a young person, it ought to be seen from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet that every part of you will demonstrate and show you are a child of God, you've chosen him. There ought to be a clear distinction between those who've chosen well and those who've chosen wrong. There should be a clear distinction between those who follow God and those who follow the world, there should be no confusion about you. Are you walking that way or are you walking your own way? Are you going God's way or are you going the way that you like? Or maybe the way that your family likes and that they prefer? Or are you obedient and following God in His way?
UJoshua uthi bantu bakithi, khethani ke namhlanje, ubani engizokumkhonza. Khethani namhlanje, akekho ozophuma la engakhethile, hamba yiphi indlela wena na?
And so Joshua says to the people, you choose now whom you are going to serve. There's no two ways about it. You need to choose, and it needs to be clear what you choose.
Encwadini eBhayibhelini kukhona indaba la abantu bedinga ukukhetha khona.
In the Bible, there's another place where we read of people that to choose.
Encwadini uMshumayeli.
There in Ecclesiastes.
Thokoza nsizwa. Inhliziyo yakhe ikuphe konke ethanda ukuthokoza ngayo, ngakho.
And it says, thokoza
ebusheni bakho. Hamba indlela oyithandayo.
And there it says, be happy, young man. While you are young, rejoice. You are given that freedom. You can be free. Enjoy your life.
And
but then it says, and it concludes, but know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. Having chosen, having had that freedom to choose what you want to choose, realize that the result of that is in God's hands. God will have the last say. The outcome of your choosing will come from God. Look at what you want to look. Feel free. Don't look at what you don't want to look or what you don't want to do. But in the end, God will have the last say about that which you've done.
Okay, to negasiwe kheta indlela ofuna ukuhamba ngayo.
You are put before this choice. You can choose whatever you like. But Joshua says, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
UJoshua umile, endaweni kaNkulunkulu, ukhulumela uNkulunkulu, uyala abantu indlela okumele bahambe ngayo.
And Joshua stands as God's spokesperson, speaking to the people, bringing them the word of God, showing them the way they've got to
go.
And after having said all of that, it should have dawned on them. It should have dawned in their minds and their hearts. They ought to have remembered God and say, He is the one whom we need to serve. Here is the one to whom we need to cling on to and not let go of Him. Here is the most holy one, and we need to fear Him. We cannot be compared to Him. And He who says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Here is the one who's called us to a rock higher than what we are. If we want to serve Him, we've got to go up to Him.
And
the one who has grown lukewarm, that one needs to get up today and said, "Oh God, I repent. Forgive me. I haven't served you as I ought to have served you."
Bazalwane, indaba yokuphila impilo yobuvivi yiyo lena elimaza ibandla. Yiyo lena eshintsha nezinqumo zethu esayishintsha dalo.
Oh, brethren, it's lukewarmness that is the curse of the congregation of the church, where that lukewarmness creeps in. And that's what causes us to turn from the decisions that we've taken in the past. And where those things that are outside, they secretly slip in, so slyly, so subtly, those things come in.
Luphola uthando lokumkhonza uNkulunkulu iphela indlela yokufuna ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu sihamba ngendlela yethu.
Where our love for serving God comes to an end, and then we go our own way.
Usukhumbulile wena kwakho ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamkhonza kanje?
Do you remember in your own life, did you serve God like this in the past?
Mhlamba ukhuluma kangaka nje, mhlamba uhlambalaza kangaka nje, mhlamba usola kangaka nje, kugcwele inqwaba yezono ezingavunyiwe enhlizweni yakho.
And maybe that you slander as you do, you speak so much as you do, you gossip. Why? Because there's a lot of unconfessed sin in your life.
Wathi ubaba mfundisi, niyangisola ngokuthi ngikhuluma ngezono.
Reverend Stegan said, people find fault with him that he preaches about sin. He said, what else then should I preach about? And he also said, if you stop sinning, then I'll stop preaching about sin. He said, you can't criticize me for preaching about sin while you're sitting on sin in your life.
Umbuzo mkhulu, usakhumbula uJehova akwenzela khona na?
Now the big question is this: do you remember what God has done for you?
Khona inculo esiliculayo ichorus. Uma ngikhumbula lokho engakwenzelwa uNkosi, angeke ngibuyele emuva.
There is a chorus where we sing, when I remember what the Lord has done for me, I will not turn back. No, no more turning back.
Uma ngikhumbula uJehova akwenzile wayishintsha impilo yami, angisoze ngabuyele emuva. Kodwa kunjani phakathi kwethu? Kunjani bazalwane empilweni zethu? Luphi uthando? Kuphi ukukholwa? Kwanakelephi? Kwanakeleni? Sikuphi? Udliwa yini ngaphakathi kwakho?
When I remember what the Lord has done for me, I cannot turn back. Tell me, do you remember what then has happened to your love? What's happened to your faith? What is going on in your life?
Konakeleni enhlizweni, konakeleni emqondweni wakho. Yini umelane nomsebenzi wenkosi? Yini uma endleleni kaNkuluNkulu? Yini ube inkathazo kunoma ube impiliso na?
What has corrupted your mind and your heart? Why have you become an enemy to the work of God? Why are you poison instead of bringing life and health to the church?
AwuNkulunkulu asize, asisize. Singafani nalawo mabandla ayewasola encwadini yesambulo, ayeqale kahle, enza kahle, enza izinto kahle, enqonywa, kodwa egcineni wathi uNkulunkulu, wena bandla elithile nginalokhu nalokhu nalokhu.
Oh, may we, by the mercies of God, not be like those churches that we read of in Revelation, where they started so well, but then God says, I've got this, and I've got this, and I've got this against you.
Oh, koni banja. Ati naqala kahle beningena bavumela abahlale phakathi wenu athi kodwa igcine nawo nilahlile uthando lwenu lokhu uJesu ayikwenzile empilweni zenu kuphelile ngaleso zathu anginakuhambelana nani anginakuhlala nani ngoba nishiyile indlela basop ukuthi lokho akwehleli thina yini na.
One church, he said, you started so well, You did not tolerate any wickedness or any evil in your midst, but that has changed. You have forsaken your first love, and I cannot continue with you. Oh, God forbid and beware that should happen to us.
Kodwa khumbula ngiyikhumbuza nami asikhumbuleni lokhu uNkulunkulu asenzele khona usukulahlile ngazathu zini.
And I remind you and I remind myself of what God has done for us. For what reason should you forsake that and leave that?
Ngenxa yengane yakhe engahambanga kahle usekela yona ulahla abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Hayibo vuka emaqandeni. Vuka emaqandeni musuphuphuthekiswa uSathane akubhubhise nababhubhayo.
Do you now follow your child who went off the rails and turned away from the way of faith? And now you follow after that child. You put that child ahead of God's people above the church. Oh, get up from your rotten eggs and repent.
Musukwehlisa standard sevangeli semvuselelo. Musukwehlisa ukusebenza ngamoya ongcwele asifundise khona ukuba sihambe kanjani uthathe indlela eyilula enqamlelayo. Hayi mangabe ungafuni ukuthi uphume kulokho uthi uNkulunkulu uzokukhafulela ngaphandle.
Don't lower the standard of revival that God has taught us. And if that should happen, then you will be spewed outside.
Khethani namhlanje.
Choose ye this day.
Indlela okumele uba nihambe ngayo.
The way that you want to go.
Khethani namhlanje uNkulunkulu enzomkhonza.
Choose you this day which God you will serve.
Noma senifuna ukukhonza bona uNkulunkulu bamaAmori enhlala phakathi kwawo.
Whether you want to serve the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living.
Vele kukhona lokho. Uma usihlala phakathi kwabantu abahlebayo uzogcina usuhleba nawe.
Well, there is that. When you live amongst the people that gossip, you also change and turn into a gossip.
Uma usihlala phakathi kwemhlangano yabantu abasivivi uzogcina nawe usuyisivivi ngoba ungenwe lo moya wabo.
If you keep company with those who are lukewarm, you will become lukewarm because that is the environment in which you live.
Influence yabo inamandla kakhulu phekwakho. Bekumele wena uthi inkosi ngilekelele ake ngiphile impilo eqhashukile ake ngibuyele kokuqala ngoba uyakwazi.
Their influence overpowers you, but you ought to cry and say, oh God, have mercy on me that I may serve you as you have taught me and that you will be different and stand out to the rest.
Qala la manje uyakhetha abafundisi ayilo lona yasahlulela nje ayilo niyamemeza nje njengami.
And then there are some that say, oh, you know that preacher, he just judges us, he condemns us, he's just shouting. Just as you hear me shouting.
I lost bangela umsindo nje.
Oh, he's just making a big noise.
Khethani namhlanje.
But you choose today.
Ubani lo uNkulunkulu enzomkhonza.
Which God will you serve?
Owakhonza obaba benila ngaphesheya komfula.
The gods which your forefathers served on the other side of the river.
Ubani lo uNkulunkulu enzomkhonza.
Which God are you going to serve?
Ukhonza bani mzalwane wami?
Whom do you serve, friend? Amongst all these multitudes of gods, whom do you serve? And whom do you choose? Have you become ashamed and embarrassed of your Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you've even become influenced by this interfaith?
Bekumele sibe namahloni. Wena owenzelwe into, wena uJesu akhulule ezonweni zakho, utholakala usothe bhala kaxa ezonweni. Bekumele ube namahloni uthi Nkosi, ngisindise kulolu dake ngikulona, ngikhiphe. Mina ngabona okukhulu, mina ngenzela okukhulu, ngingatholakali ngilento engiyona njengamanje.
You ought to be ashamed. You whom Jesus has saved from your sin. You whom Jesus has forgiven of your sin. That today you find yourself wallowing in the mud of sin once again. You ought to cry out, oh Lord, I've experienced so much. I've seen so much what you've done in my life. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. I repent.
Ngiyajabula ukuthi kuphela kwalezi inkonzo abantu abaningi bazobe bekhethile umuphi lo uNkulunkulu abafuna ukumkhonza bona.
At the end of the service, I'd be happy if you have chosen whom you are going to serve.
Imuphi lo uNkulunkulu ombone namandla empilweni yakho? Imuphi lana ozokhipha kulezi zinto obhekene nazo kumanje? Kulezi thombe zabanqunu wena ongalali ungazange uyibuke. Ubani ozokusiza kulabo uNkulunkulu ngaphandle kaJehova?
Who is in your life right now? Whom are you serving right now? And tell me, who will rescue you? Who will deliver you of those things that trouble you? That pornography that you cannot go to bed, you cannot go to sleep without having looked at those pictures of naked women and men. Who is going to rescue you and deliver you from that?
Sekhulumile sebakhethisile uJoshua wayesekhetha naye. Wathi kodwa mina nendlu yami sizomkhonza lo uNkulunkulu.
And so Joshua, having put the people before the choice, he tells them what his choice is. He says, as for me and my family, my household, we will serve God. God never forces anybody. He doesn't choose on your behalf. He doesn't say you've got to serve him, and when he forces you into that. But he says, at the end though, having chosen, that's what the end will be. God will have the last say. He will have the last word. For judgment is in God's hands. His winnowing fork, where he threshes the wheat, is in his hands. His winnowing fork, where he separates the wheat from the chaff. We don't know what you are. Are you wheat or are you chaff? But the future will show us. Come out into the open, that it will be clear. Do you serve God, the living God, or do you serve these other gods? Maybe you used to serve God, now you're serving the ancestral spirits. You see others doing it. You see, maybe others that are troubled, and then you are troubled, and now you end up with a witch or a witch doctor. And you have all those different rituals and those muti that you drink.
Maybe
you slaughter for the ancestors, you slaughter heads of cattle, maybe goats. There's nothing that you don't slaughter. But all of that won't help you. Come and serve the one who doesn't ask you for a cent. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll ask Uncle Ernie Engelbrecht from Wartburg to please come and close.
Ngibuka lesi sithombe.
I look at this picture that you see here. This boy is called to choose. He is between two ways. Do you stand like he stands? We heard today the way that leads to heaven. There where it shines. There where there is light. Which way do you choose?
Ukhetho lwakho luzokhomba kusasa impilo yakho izobe njani.
And that which you choose today will determine your life tomorrow.
Kuhle ke mawulalela ke namhlanje. Ukhetha ke njengeBhayibheli.
It is good if you choose today that you choose in accordance with what the Bible says.
Ngeke usole uma ukhetha indlela eqonda ezulwini.
You will never regret it if you choose the way that leads to heaven.
Wena fanukhetha.
You need to choose.
Hayi sasa namhlanje.
Not tomorrow, today.
Asithandaz.
Let us pray.
AwuNkosi Jesu siyabonga.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word.
Siyabonga ke impilo usiveze yona.
Thank you for the life that you have put before us and shown us.
Sibonga ke Nkosi usinikeza leli thuba. Ukuze sikhetha ke indlela yakho.
Thank you, Lord, for granting us this opportunity that we may choose your way. Help us, O Lord, that we may choose aright in our lives today. By your grace, Lord, we ask it.
Amen.
Amen.